Our show this week is about one of the most iconic places in Cookeville. It's known all over the country, and that is none other than Ralph's Donuts. And I have with me today as our guest, John and Sandy McDonald, been owners for a few years now of Ralph's. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. We got some big news to announce.
We do.
I know you've been working on this for a long time, and the response on social media to it happening is a big deal. Ralph's is such an iconic place. I mean, if I go to state meetings at other places in the state, they want me to bring Ralph's Donuts. Family members say, bring Ralph's Donuts. And I know you hear that all the time, but you've been trying to get on to the National Registry of Historic Places. We've got some big news to announce that finally happened, right?
It did.
And so tell us about what that means for Ralph's to be on the historic list.
Well, nothing changes.
Still same donuts.
Same donuts. Yep. Yeah, it's a huge honor. We want to steward that with the utmost respect. Ralph's is a local icon in this area, and not just in Cookeville, but throughout Tennessee. And we just want to do that justice and continue to serve our community the best that we can and just make every experience really sweet.
Well, and there was only, from the research I did, there was only four places that were nominated by the Tennessee Historical Commission to be added this year. That's a big deal to be added, isn't it? Even to be considered to be added.
It's a very big deal. So after we went to Nashville and made our proposal, it went in front of Washington, D.C., and so there was a 45-day wait period before we knew or not, and they said no news was good news, yeah. Although we were at that 45-day mark checking our email every day. But anytime something has to go to Washington, D.C., that is a big deal.
It is.
And so we just felt honored that we got approved and nominated for that. So
Ralph's goes back, I think, started back in 62, I think. By Ralph and Evelyn Smith. And John, you and I were talking before the show. I mean, back in my EMS days, there was only about three things open in Cookeville after midnight. One of them is going to be Waffle House, one of them is going to be Mini Burger, and the other one's Ralph's Donuts. And so you had a lot of people, especially that work in second and third shift, or us like the emergency services and fire. That was a big thing for us to be able to come and have a place to eat after running calls. And the history of Ralph's is just unbelievable. So I want to talk about some of that, but I want to talk about, how did you get involved in Ralph's? I mean, John, you were a pipeline expert, right? You worked on the pipeline for years, and I'm not sure what your past was, Sandy, but what brought you to Cookeville and Ralph's Donuts?
Well, a good-looking brunette. That's what got me to Cookeville.
So Sandy,
That would be Sandy.
That's what brought me to Cookeville, too. That's why I stayed in Cookeville, but So, did you live here already, Sandy?
I was born and raised in Cookeville. So, I went to high school in Baxter, graduated in the year 2000. And then, a couple years after graduation, I moved off to New York, spent a couple years there going to college and working for a nonprofit out there. And that one summer, I went to work for my dad out on the pipeline.
Yeah.
And then I never left. So, I stayed out there for about 12 years.
You worked on the pipeline too, huh?
Yes. So, John and I, we worked for the oil and gas company, and the place that I worked for was based out of Houston, Texas. So I'm very familiar with all the ins and outs of the contracts, the negotiations, the payroll, all of the things.
Yeah.
And with that career, you travel quite extensively. So we had been out of town, I don't know, at that point. Sometimes you're gone for months at a time.
Yeah.
But I saw that Ralph's Donuts was for sale on Facebook. And John, he loves to talk. He likes to visit with people. And so I thought this would be right up his alley. And so I was planning on the transition from the pipeline to staying at home. And I was wanting him to stay at home too, because our kids were going to be starting school. And I was like, you should look into this. Never ever did I think that he would really do it.
So y'all two met on the pipeline, fell in love with her, John, when she's putting pipe in the ground.
Well, I worked in the office.
You worked in the office. You weren't out on the pipe. And so that's a big change, though, isn't it, from being construction work to being your own business owner?
Daylight and dark. Yeah. Yeah, it is quite a difference. We joke often, you know, this was all her idea. I was looking at the sunset of retirement. I had a great job. Did very little. I'd climb the ladder. Things were great. But like she said, the traveling. So I really pushed back on this. I pushed back hard, and I tried to crash the deal. But I promise you, I tried to crash the deal, but I couldn't. So somewhere
fate,
in there,
fate was bigger, huh?
It was.
So yeah, somewhere in there, I came to my senses and said, "Okay, I'll start listening." And so we went forward and took a leap of faith, and here we are.
Bought it in 2020, and then 3 months later, COVID happened. So it was just
great timing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So were y'all living in New York when you found out about Rouse, or had you moved already?
We were in North Carolina.
We were working on a job in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So
how did you find out it was for sale?
I saw it on Facebook. And so we have always had our home here in Cookeville.
Yeah.
And that job was kind of slow, and we were traveling home a lot. And we made a couple visits back to just like incognito, just to sit there, because I had never been to Ralph's.
You had never been to Ralph's in all those years that you lived here?
Yes, never been there.
Wow.
So we would go in there and just sit and watch. And then towards the end of the deal, John was like, "I think this is good." And I'm like, "I don't know." I'm like, "I don't know."
So you swap places.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So all of a sudden now you're, "I don't know." And John said, "Yeah, this is what we want to do."
Yeah.
And so Cynthia and them, I guess, had got to the point that the owners that you bought it from before, they got to a point that her husband had a lot of health issues and everything, and they were looking to get out. And it's almost like one of those meant-to-be situations, though, because not everybody can come in and buy a business that's been there for years and years and years and carry it on with the same history and the same donuts and everything that it's got. So you bought it in 2020. COVID hit. Mm-hmm. What did that do to the business?
Let me just backpedal a little bit. I want to just highlight how kind and how good Cynthia has been to us.
She's a sweetheart. She worked for the county for years.
And they were very selective when selling this place.
Yeah.
So they had multiple people look at it, but they were very selective on who that they chose to sell to. And so the fact that they chose us and they felt that we would carry on this tradition and is a very big deal. So
right.
I just want to honor them and give
them that
they've done a good job.
Yeah, I think Mark told you that we picked you because we know you're not going to change it. You're going to honor it, keep it. So,
that
means a lot.
And I know Mark and Cynthia real well, and they were talking about as it was going forward, and they felt like that you two were the ones. It was one of those meant-to-be situations that y'all were going to keep everything pretty much. You may change a few things, but keep the tradition going.
Yeah, we kept all the same employees. We still have some of the employees 5 years later, and I think that's a good testament of what they built and then what we are continuing to carry on. But in COVID, no, that was our community is the best.
It came together, didn't they? Absolutely the best.
So he was still on a project out in Colorado.
Yeah.
And I was here running the donut shop, and then I was getting up early in the morning working from home for the company that I worked for with Price Gregory. And so to say I had a load was a lot, but it worked out well, because I remember one night I was getting ready to go to Ralph's, and I was up there by Spring Street, that red light, and I was stopped, and there was cars backed up past Dairy Queen, and I thought, no. And I went through, and those cars were backed up to go through Ralph's drive-thru. And I just started crying, and I was just like, thank you, Lord. Because when we took over in January, the momentum that we were going was really great.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and it was really scary.
It was.
And I did not know what. I remember watching you with the daily updates.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a different time.
It was. It was a terrible time, but our community came together.
So good.
We got to take a break. We're talking with John and Sandy McDonald of Ralph's Donuts. Big news that we're announcing today. They've been added to the National Registry of Historic Places here in Cookeville. And if you know the history of Ralph's, that is a great thing, a lot of history. We're going to talk more with them in a few minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back. My guests this week are John and Sandy McDonald. You may not know those names, but you do if you talk about the business they own, and that's Ralph's Donuts. And we just announced at the beginning of the show, big news for Ralph's. They have been added to the National Registry of Historic Places. Only 4 folks even nominated for that. It's a nationwide thing, and that's a big deal for Ralph's. We were talking about the history of Ralph's. Ralph and Evelyn Smith, back in 1962, I believe it was, started it. Talking about how y'all got into the business. So you're coming in. It's 2020. Everything's going good in January. COVID hits.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were talking about how the community turned out. Mm-hmm. We live in such a great community.
So good.
We saw it during the tornado. Mm-hmm. We saw it during COVID, how folks turned out. And the business is doing well. I'm there multiple days a week and see how the lines back up and I mean, y'all have just fit in so well. You have carried the tradition mm-hmm. on. And that was one of the things you wanted to do, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's got so much history to it. I know one of the questions everybody wants to know, how do you know how many donuts to make? You know, I guess you get, after a while, you kind of know kind of how the business is going to go. But what's the most donuts you ever had to make or sell in a week? Is there a number you remember?
I think there was one day we did 1,400 dozen. So
1,400 dozen in one week?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of donuts.
That's a lot of donuts.
And I know it's hard to guess. I'm guessing we go in there sometimes on Saturday night, and there's not a lot to choose from. And then every now and then, I'll get a text that, hey, Randy, $5 a dozen for donuts if you want to come out and get them. So is that hard to average out and figure how many to make?
It is for me. Maybe not as hard for John. But the good thing about what we do when we do have a surplus, we always donate that to law enforcement, firemen. We take it up to the ICU, to the hospital. So nothing ever goes to waste.
Didn't go to waste.
And so we're able to be a blessing to other people, even whenever, you know, we can't meet the demand of the community. But sometimes we do have customers who come in and we don't have what they want, and that is discouraging for them. So I would just like to say, call ahead. You are always welcome to call, and we will happily place an order.
Make sure that
for
you've
you.
Got your donut.
Yes.
Well, you always have my blueberry, so that's that's a big deal. So most of the donuts, when you look, are the same ones that Ralph had. Is the Twist your biggest seller?
Yeah. Yeah, we sell more twists than anything.
That's a different donut, isn't it? I mean, flavor, texture, everything. I've ate donuts at other places over the years. I've never ran into anything that was even close to it.
It's a very simple thing, but it is different. In 32 years of traipsing across the country, I hit a lot of donut shops, and Ralph's is very hard to beat. I understand I'm the most biased guy in the room right now, but you're right. It is very unique. And what, you know, Ralph and Dallas and the rest of the bakers came up with, it's very simple, but it works.
You don't mess with something that works.
No, we have the same handwritten recipes. I think the binder that they're in have changed once or twice over the years. But other than that, it's the same recipe. If it's not broke, there's no need to fix it.
We were talking in the break about Mr. Dallas Frazier. I actually went to church with Dallas for a while, and such a great guy, but I don't think he probably had to look at the recipe to make donuts. I don't know how many years he made the donuts there at Ralph's, but it was a lot.
A long time.
Well, he was about 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he was well known for being the donut maker. So, do you make donuts?
I do. Well, I can. I don't always do it, but I can.
So, is it hard to find someone, to hire someone that has that ability and the knowledge to be able to do that?
Yeah, you don't need the knowledge, but I guess you either have it or you don't.
It's one of those things. Some people can pitch horseshoes and some people can't.
There you go.
Same way in donuts. Have you added any flavor since you have been there?
We have a couple that we rotate in and out. One of your favorites is
strawberry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, that is not strawberry in the bag.
Is it blueberry?
There's blueberry in there, but that other one's not strawberry.
Okay. So. We love to pull jokes on each other. So I was in the other morning, and she said, "What do you want today, Randy?" I said, "What do I want every day?" I said, "Strawberry, but you don't have them, do you? And it's out of season, you know." And no, I said, "Anything but cherry."
Yeah.
Yep, I'll take blueberry, but I want anything but cherry. I got my bag back to the office. You know what I had in the bag?
Cherry.
And so I tried those, and I guess in my mind I didn't like cherry, but once I got to eat them, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's a donut that I don't like out of all of them. Do you know how many different flavors you have? Do you ever count them?
Right off the top of my head, I think it's 39 or 40.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of choices.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are some of the donuts harder to make than others?
Maybe not harder to make, but more time-consuming.
Time-consuming.
So it's 2 hours for the twist. From start to finish, you're looking at two hours.
Wow.
Yeah. And everything is made by hand. All those are hand-cut, hand-rolled, and then they have to proof. And so it is a quite laborious, intensive project.
So what do you like to do, Sandy? I mean, I know you're the brains of the nut. No offense, John.
Hey, it is what it is. That's why I'm so successful, because I have smart people around me.
Amen. That's good. What's your favorite part of it, Sandy?
Well, I do love that we get to be such a big part of our community.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing, is that we have, a day doesn't go by that we don't have an opportunity to help somebody. So we have a lot of people come in and ask for sponsorships for this or a donation for that. We always try to support our local schools.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. Yeah. So we'll do sponsorships for basketball, signs in the gym, all that stuff. I also like the graphic design aspect of it. So I will design the t-shirts and stuff like that. So the artistic part maybe is probably more up my line.
The backroom stuff where you're doing the advertising and all that kind of stuff. Well, that works out with both of you. We got about a minute left in this segment. John, you don't sleep much, right? I mean, we were talking earlier that, 4 or 5 hours and you're going. But so what's your normal day of getting there? You get there early to get things going?
It depends. Just depends. Yeah, we have people. Now we're not quite 24 hours, but once here in another week or two, it'll start being 24 hours for having people in the building. So it's hard to say. I might be there at 8 in the morning, 8 at night.
Or later.
Yeah.
And then phone calls, about stuff. I mean, I think you got one early this morning. It woke me up. I was like,
well, it's never ending. And if you own your own business, especially if it's a business like yours, it's open a lot of hours. It's a big responsibility. And that's just part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it.
We got to take a break. You're listed today in Putnam County. We're talking today with the owners of Ralph's Donuts, John and Sandy McDonald, talking about big news that they have of it being added to the National Registry of Historic Places. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Our show this week, it's on Ralph's Donuts. Great place here in Cookeville. Probably one of the most iconic places. It's right up there with Cream City and the history that comes back to Cookeville and iconic places that we all remember. Folks remember from their childhood all the way up and talk to folks that they come back to Cookeville to visit. Ralph's Donuts is one of the places that they hit because they've got such favorite memories there. I'm talking with John and Sandy McDonald. They are the owners of Ralph's Donut now. They bought the business back in 2020. And one of the things that we were talking about and everyone notices is you didn't change anything. I mean, you may have changed some light bulbs, John, or done a little bit of this or a little bit of that. But as far as the donuts and the service and the people, I mean, it's still the same old Ralph's.
It is. I know what I like. I know what I like to come into, so I assume everybody wants what I want. You know, I like coming in there. It reminds me of some memories.
Yeah.
I love the service. I don't know what to say about the service. You know, you can't get cricket just anywhere you go.
No.
You know,
that's, she's special.
She is.
And that is one of his ladies that works for him. Her name is Cricket. That's what we call her. And she's a special person.
She is.
She's always, no matter how busy it is, and they may be lying at the door, she's still that same enjoyable person to be around.
Yep. She's going to make your experience just great. She's going to know what you want. Just can't do it without Cricket.
I don't know how she remembers so many people in the donut that they eat, because we're creatures of habit, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
We eat the same thing over and over again.
Over and over.
Over and over again. Let's talk a little bit about the history. Ralph's was not always Ralph's Donuts. You and I were looking at that when you were talking about y'all's anniversary, and that used to be an old bus stop to start with and a grocery store, right?
Yep. Grover Grogan's grocery store.
And we actually found some old photos of that from many years ago. And Ralph and Evelyn Smith created the donut shop back in 62. And of course, Mr. Ralph was a World War II veteran, and they did a great job. And it used to be from 62 to about 92, they were open 24 hours a day. And I was talking about earlier when working on the ambulance, that was one of our stops almost every morning. We had to get up for a call between midnight and 5 or 6. I mean, Ralph's Donuts was going to be one of the places. And it's a huge thing for Tennessee Tech, too. Tech students coming down, they're studying late for exams and everything, and they're doing Ralph's, too. A lot of folks may not know, I mean, I come for the donuts and most other people do, but y'all serve breakfast too. I mean, I said, y'all got some of the best tenderloin and biscuit I think I've ever eaten anywhere. Biscuit and gravy, all kinds of things. So you can always eat something besides donuts, right?
Always. Sandy? So even if you don't have a sweet tooth, we have something there for you if you want to come through. We have people who come through specifically for the tenderloin and biscuit. There's always something to choose.
There's always
from.
Something. You don't have to be donuts, although those are good. Y'all are over on South Cedar, and things things are changing. Y'all saw some tremendous change just in the last couple of years with all the new townhouses. Totally changed from a Mexican store, restaurant, and a
builder supply.
Part of the builder supply lumber yard was around you there for years and years. But now it's changed. It looks nice, though.
They've done a very good job.
And I know the Bernhardts and One Bank involved in that. And a little concerned about what was going to happen on the other side of you with the vacant parking lot.
Yeah.
But the city took care of that. Mm-hmm. So kudos to the city of Cookeville for buying that parking lot.
Absolutely.
And that's a huge thing. Parking is kind of an issue in that area. But with the city buying that big parking lot beside of you, it opens up a nice place for folks to be able to park and walk down to Ralph's, doesn't it?
It does. And also, you know, we have good neighbors. So Meg's, John, he's a great neighbor. He's just such a good guy all around. And him and Meg will talk. We have people who come over to our parking lot and park there and walk over and vice versa because it is tight on that road right there.
Yeah. Nobody gets upset about the parking.
People just know that's what you deal with and we'll find a way.
Yeah. Well, I think when the city redoes the parking, that big lot they bought, because that for a while with the hospital, not the local hospital, but one of the big nationwide hospitals, they bought that property and folks were concerned about what was going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want something bad going in. I mean, when I say bad, you just want something that's going to take up a lot of the space and not have that parking.
Sure. We want to keep that culture of the West Side, that small hometown feel. And that's the thing about Ralph's, that we have individuals who they're dropping their kids off for college and they graduated there. And so they make that stop and they come in and they're reminiscing with their kids and they're creating new traditions at 18 and 20 years old with their kids. And we really want to just keep that warmth and that culture that the West Side has in Cookeville.
It's a generation thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see folks, you were talking about that I was in there the other morning, friends of ours, it was their kid's birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know where he wanted to come?
Yeah.
For his birthday was Ralph's.
Yeah.
They had their two kids in there and celebrating his birthday. And it gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling, doesn't it?
It does.
To see that where you got generation after generation coming in. And you got all these tech students graduating that move away from here. But if they come back to Cookeville, you're one of the places they're coming to.
It's where they come.
I think that speaks highly of Ralph's. You know, you're added to the Historic Society now, National Registry of Historic Places, which kind of means Ralph's is going to be there and it's going to kind of stay the same. I mean, little things may change, but the tradition is there. You got any future plans for anything that you've thought about?
Yeah, I think that the being added to the Historic Registry just kind of keeps it a little bit of a time capsule, and so we're able to preserve that. But then we're also looking at other avenues to kind of bring things into the 21st century. So we have had a donut truck in the making. For some time, and we bought it a couple years ago. This was one of my this might have been a 10-year goal, and we were able to do it in 5.
Wow.
Now it's not out and running yet, but you know, we have that avenue. We thought, well, what can we do? We can try this. And whenever I think those floods in Kentucky was another thing that we saw, where it's like, you know, if we had this up and going, we could go there and serve people. And so I think that's like our heart behind things, is just kind of getting out and giving other places a little bit of what we have that's so special here in Cookeville.
Can you imagine how popular a donut truck is going to be? I mean, seriously, a friend of mine, Tyler Buck, that owns Baskin Robbins, so he got the little ice cream trailers, you know, and he's taking them to the fair and these different events, and we had the big Touch a Truck event, and he's there, and I mean, he's selling out a Ralph's donut truck. If we could just get a route every every morning, make the courthouse when you're stopped as you come by. I mean, but seriously, that could be a big deal.
Yeah.
John, I can see John now in his white uniform with his little white hat. Delivering donuts.
I hope so, Randy. I hope it's going to be John out there with a big smile handing them out.
Y'all both are, but I mean, he's a real people person, and folks at Ralph Donuts always were people persons, and John has filled in for that. And you've come into the community, and the community has really, I think, wrapped our arms around you and said,
they really have.
Thank you, because there was a time during there that we weren't for sure if Ralph Donuts was going to exist in the future, that someone would want to come in and buy it and keep it like it was. Mm-hmm. And y'all have.
It's been an honor. It's been a blast.
Y'all are a blessing to our community, and I appreciate y'all coming and doing the show, and congratulations on being added to the registry of the historic places and what y'all are doing, and I can't wait to see that donut truck. I want to be your first stop. Okay.
I may even let you drive it.
Hey, I may go with you that first round.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, thanks for being on
the
show,
Randy.
And I appreciate y'all.
You.
Y'all are a great blessing to our community. That's our show. Thanks for joining us this week. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and may God continue to bless Putnam County.